Welcome to the AI Metze for Sunday, the 19th of April. I'm Christopher, and today we're looking at Dubai putting 50,000 civil servants through AI school, Qatar's super app Snoonu quietly building a venture studio, and a fresh tally of how much petrodollar wealth has actually crossed into AI across the Gulf. Okay, first up, Dubai. On the 15th of April, Digital Dubai launched a program called AI Plus. It's a government-wide training effort that targets 50,000 public sector employees across the emirate. That's a big number, and it matters because Dubai's earlier AI initiatives, including the Dubai AI Academy announced at Dubai AI Week on the 9th of April, were focused on training roughly 10,000 senior leaders. AI Plus goes much wider. It's designed to reach employees at every level, with role-specific tracks for executives, managers, and frontline staff. The program is co-delivered by the Dubai Government HR Department and the Dubai Center for Artificial Intelligence. And it sits underneath Sheikh Hamdan's directive that all Dubai government services must be consolidated onto a single unified digital platform within a year. It's not just a training menu. There are assessments, internal certifications, and career consequences. Our read: Gulf governments have spent 18 months announcing sovereign compute and flagship data centers, and almost no airtime on training the humans who will actually use all of that. Dubai is flipping that ratio, and expect Abu Dhabi, Riyadh, and Doha to counter-announce within months. The real bottleneck for sovereign AI isn't chips anymore. It's competent civil servants. Now, this is interesting. Story 2 takes us to Doha. Snoonu, Qatar's homegrown delivery super app, launched something called the Snoonu Startup Factory this past week. It's a venture-building program offering Qatari founders capital, mentorship, and operational rails. The first check is $100,000 into Sufra AI, a Carnegie Mellon Qatar spin-out that builds AI-powered smart menu systems for restaurants. Sufra AI was founded in 2025 by Ekaterina Demenkova and Jamal Velihanova. The product uses QR codes and behavioral data to serve diners personalized menus, with integrated payments and real-time analytics for restaurants. Snoonu says Sufra can lift average order value by 20 to 30%, which is why Snoonu's own platform is a natural first customer. The startup factory runs out of the new Snoonu Technology Park in Doha, and it's explicitly framed against Qatar National Vision 2030. Here's why we think it matters. Qatar is the Gulf's quietest AI player, and it's the most dependent on a single sovereign check writer, the Qatar Investment Authority. A privately funded, founder-first program like Startup Factory is exactly what Doha's been missing. If this model sticks, it gives Qatari founders a real alternative to relocating to Riyadh or Dubai for their first check, and it gives Qatar a domestic pipeline that doesn't depend on another Qatari-scale state vehicle. Okay, story number 3. And it's a big one. A new analysis published on the 17th of April puts hard numbers on the Gulf's petrodollar to compute conversion. Sovereign investors across the region collectively deployed $66 billion into AI and digitization in 2025. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala led with $12.9 billion. The Kuwait Investment Authority put in $6 billion, the Qatar Investment Authority, $4 billion, and Saudi Arabia's PIF continued its massive backing of Humain on top of all of that. The capital is going into concrete, copper, and cooling. MENA data center capacity is forecast to triple from 1 gigawatt today to 3.3 gigawatts by 2030. Stargate UAE, the STC Humain 1 gigawatt joint venture in Saudi, Morocco's Nexus AI factory near Casablanca, and Kasna's UA expansion with Microsoft are absorbing most of that build-out. But there's a new cost line. Since Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps began claiming strikes on Gulf data centers in February, operators have been layering in missile defense, dispersed failover sites, and sovereign insurance. Running Gulf compute just got more expensive. Our Ed: $66 billion is bigger than the total raised by all US venture-backed AI startups in 2024, and it's being spent at industrial scale rather than as passive portfolio bets. For MENA founders, the implication is brutally simple. The capital is available, but the check writers are sovereigns with infrastructure agendas, not growth funds chasing software multiples. And whoever solves the defense, insurance, and resilience stack around Gulf data centers will own the next layer of the regional AI economy. So what's the through line today? The Gulf is moving past the era of hero announcements and gigawatt headlines and into the harder, less photogenic work of making all of that infrastructure actually productive. Dubai is training the bureaucrats. Doha is funding the founders. Abu Dhabi, Riyadh, and Kuwait are finally being counted for the real scale of what their sovereign funds have already committed. None of these would have been the lead story in April last year. This year they are, because the infrastructure bet is baked in and the question has shifted to whether the region has the institutional depth to use it. The forward-looking take? 2026 rewards operators, not announcers. A well-run venture studio out of a Qatari super app, a government workforce fluent enough in AI to actually procure it, and a clear-eyed accounting of the risk premium on Gulf Compute are all more valuable this year than another press release about a gigawatt cluster. That's the AI Metse for Sunday. I'm Christopher, and I'll see you tomorrow.